And we are now joined by the man that Bram says made his fantasy team relevant. I'm sure you heard that lots from folks last year. You put up huge numbers despite having so many different quarterbacks. Why did things go so well for you last season?
You know, usually I would say it's due to a lot of hard work that we do with the team and the practice and everything like that. So each week we prepare for the same thing, regardless of who's in, who the quarterback is, and we're prepared usually from what we have been going on in Cleveland, you know, to deal with the battle of attrition, guys falling out, the injury. So I was prepared for it, you know, and the quarterbacks did a great job stepping up and making plays, and we just ran with it.
So in free agency, you added a couple of key defensive pieces, little up there in age, but still significant pickups, obviously in Dansby and Dante Whitner. You've got Tate at running back, which should be a pretty decent upgrade for you. How happy are you with the new guys?
I mean, I thought we made huge moves, you know, by tremendous margin in free agency this year. Big Ben Tate fan, you know, when he first got there out of Auburn. You know, so I was excited about that pick. Dante Whitner's a hometown guy.
He is.
Talked to him. Yeah. He's excited about coming back home to play. Carlos Dansby, you know, is a huge linebacker. I didn't realize how big he is, but he's a big guy. You know, we've got the right pieces, I think, to make this thing move in the right direction coming up this season.
You missed the first two games of the year, yet you still led the league in receiving yards. Mm-hmm. How good can you be?
You know, I really don't think there's a roof to the potential on anybody, but, you know, hopefully I'm not even close to that, and I got a lot to build on, but, you know, this season was a great stepping stone for me, I think.
What do you expect to be one of the most noticeable changes next year for the Browns on offense?
On offense, you know, going back to that West Coast style offense, you know, actually we ran it before my first year there, but I've been watching, you know, a lot of the tape that they had in D.C. I'm good friends with, as you know, Robert Griffin, so we've been texting back and forth, and he's been giving me a lot of info and a lot of detail on exactly what they do and how him and Pierre had a great season, and, you know, the intricate just in and out of that offense, and I've been trying to learn as much as I can through here.
Last thing, give us your prediction for the Browns this upcoming season. What's going to happen?
I'll go ahead and say 10-6, playoff run postseason.
10-6, playoff run postseason. And your starting quarterback in the postseason is going to be who?
My boy Brian Hoyer's been doing a great job right now.
You guys played great together.
You know, he's a great guy. He's working so hard to come back off that ACL injury, man. I wish him the best of luck, you know. So hopefully he could keep it together and, you know, mold the young quarterbacks we get, you know, that's for sure.